That I'm joined on the phone right now by a gentleman who has some information for us. As you know, there was a shark bite earlier today, and we have someone who has some information about that. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Can you just tell us what you know?
He was out at bunkers this morning. There's about 30 guys out. He was the most northern guy by himself, pretty far out. He was just sitting waiting for a wave. All of a sudden, he got pulled under before he could see anything. It was clear enough that he was able to open his eyes and look to check if it was a seal or a shark. It was clearly a shark. It was a juvenile shark that bit him in his side. As it was pulling him down, it scraped his chest and stomach. He then punched in the face a few times. When he came to the surface, he noticed his board was floating away and it bit through his leash. He then swam to his board, paddled into a wave, rode in on his belly. On the beach, there was a guy who just got his first responder's license last week. Put him in the back of his truck, drove him to the jetty. Ambulance met him at the jetty, rushed him to the hospital, and he just got surgery. There was no skin grafting, no blood needed. Doing well. I'm going to be able to go up and check on him in an hour or so. So he is A-okay.
So this guy's a friend of yours, and you know all this because you were just at the hospital with him, talking to him?
It was me and his sister and a few other buddies, and his sister just went up, and he's coherent. He's heavily medicated right now, I guess you would say, and in and out of consciousness, but he's doing all right.
Wow. Wow, that's quite a story. So he actually was sort of wrestling with the shark and punched it.
Punched it like a true badass, and then rode his board in himself. He swam and rode it in after being bitten in the stomach and chest by a shark.
Wow. And so did you see the injuries, how bad the injuries were?
I haven't seen it. I haven't even seen him, but the doctor said we can go up in about 45 minutes to an hour and check on him.
Okay, so he's getting medical attention now, and he's in good shape. All right. Well, I really appreciate you calling in, and a lot of other people do as well.
Yeah,
so.
I just heard a lot of rumors going around on the radio, so I just wanted to clear the air. So
yeah.
Nobody thinks he's because I know I heard it first on the radio station. That made me freak out more than I needed to.
Yeah, totally. I mean, there were a lot of things swirling around, so it's really helpful to have good, solid information like this. So thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
And tell your buddy to give us a call when he gets better and feels up to it.
I will do so. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.